Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, well, here we are on this Thursday morning, and we are just 3 months away from tax deadline time. And joining us right now to talk about some of those things that we need to know as we prepare to file our taxes is Jackson Hewitt, Chief Tax Information Officer Mark Stebber. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. What a nutty year this has been. I can imagine there's all kinds of things that we need to be aware of as we get set to file our taxes.
Yeah, 2020's tax return will be reflective of the year that 2020 was for all of us as Americans, and there is no shortage of things to watch for in the way of opportunity and watch out for so they don't bite you or you miss them. So, yeah, your 2020 taxes staring you right in the face right now, and it'll be just the same as 2020 was.
And you're telling people, don't wait. This is not the year that you want to wait until the day before taxes are due.
Well, there was a lot to watch out for in 2020 on your taxes, and so if it takes a little more time to get some of that documents, whether it's the EIP or the stimulus payments, the first one or the second one, if you had unemployment, any of those statements that you might get for your unemployment benefits that are taxable, and 60 million people will be looking at those. Self-employment folks, near 40 million to help make ends meet, they'll need to keep up with some of their documents. There were 1, 2, 3 tax law change bills, life changes, state changes, people working from different locations, and a whole host of millions of people that were affected by disasters, and they'll need to fold that onto their tax return. So there's a lot of stuff to watch out for, and you don't want to be looking for that the night of April 15th and missing out on a tax benefit that you might otherwise qualify for.
Well, let's talk about some of those specifics. Let's talk about people that have been working from home since the pandemic started. Anything that they need to be aware of?
Well, absolutely. Working from home has always been a tricky issue for taxpayers. The work from home office deduction is sitting out there and has always been out there, and it's really nice. We did a survey some weeks ago and found that 80% of folks said, I'm working from home and I expect a tax break. Well, that may be great, but that's not necessarily going to be in compliance with the tax law. Now, there is a deduction for working from home, the home office, as I say, been around, but the home office deduction is really only allowed for people who have a home office business. So if you're running your business, your side gig, you know, your other activity from home, and you have the rule required, you know, prerequisites, a dedicated location used only for business, then yeah, you get a home office deduction. If you're just working at home, like millions of us are, myself included, and you have your nice room set up with a computer monitor and all the rest, but you're really working there for your employer, you don't get a home office deduction. But you can still put it on your tax return and get an audit, but the point is that, you know, you get one if you qualify, you don't if you don't, and if you misunderstand that, you might be courting risk. But a lot of people change their work locations, and they may have some tax consequences from that.
More people than ever in 2020 collected unemployment benefits. What do they need to know when they start filing their taxes?
Yeah, it was record-breaking like so many of the other stats that I talked about. Near 60 million people qualified for unemployment benefits in 2020, a record by any means. And those people have a tough, you know, tax time on most occasions, and I'll talk a little bit about why. And the first reason is that many people do not realize that unemployment benefits are fully taxable, just like regular wages. You owe taxes on that money, and they may not know that. You leave it off of your tax return, and I promise you the IRS will know about it because the states do a real good job of sending that information to the IRS, then you'll get one of those nasty letters, tax notice, penalties, and interest. So it's important to know that unemployment benefits, different than stimulus payments, are taxable. Also, that generally you have to opt in to have taxes on unemployment benefits withheld, different than wages where it's kind of automatic. So you may not have even paid any taxes during the year, and when you put that on your tax return, you might have a smaller refund or even a balance due. The next thing that folks need to know about unemployment benefits, and this year in particular, is generally you get one statement, your 1099-G, for the whole year's activities. Well, this year, with many states expanding programs, extending benefits, new programs, and even a federal program administered by the state, you may get 1, 2, or more statements. And you may even have to go to the website to download the statement because some states are saying that's how you'll get it. So you need to watch for all the statements, make sure they match up with what you got, put it on your tax return, and adjust accordingly. The next thing that folks don't recognize is that unemployment benefits are not really earned income, even though they are taxable. So if you're getting earned income credit or the child tax credits at $2,000 per dependent or dependent care credit or education credits, a lot of those credits are income-based. And unemployment is not income for that test, so you may get lesser credits while at the same time owing tax and having lower withholding on unemployment benefits. But there is good news, even with some of those negatives. You know, there was a law change passed right there at year-end that says if you're one of these impacted people and you had lower earned income, so you might have lower earned credits, you can look back a year. You can look at your 2019 earned income and cherry pick the better of the two. So a lot of stuff to know, a lot of stuff to watch out for, but you could be in good shape if you know where to look for some of these benefits.
Well, and that's certainly important, and that's why you want to take plenty of time and maybe even have a tax preparer help you with this stuff this year.
Well, as Americans, we're adventurous, we're risk takers, I recognize that. Doing your own taxes is kind of a point of nobility for some people. I would tell you 2020 is probably not the year to roll those dice risks. You really should have someone who understands all the tax law changes, all the changes that might apply to your life changes, and even the state changes in order to be sure you maximize your benefits and maximize that refund. You know, if you don't know about all these rules, you could miss a benefit, and the benefits are huge. It's pennies on the dollar for the benefits that you might have. And if you don't have the right tax pro, you probably need to find one this year.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not the year that you want to mess around with taxes, with all the changes and all the unusual circumstances that so many of us had. Listen, Mark, thanks so much for the information. We really appreciate your time today.
Great, Paul. Good to be here.